Cold Turkey the Bogeyman. January 24, 2022. By Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. As you've noticed, nothing makes sense. Directly contradictory information is being delivered to your mind's mailbox every day, along with a lot of fear-mongering. As the invisible critic shared in his wonderful rant, Bogeyman, these propaganda agents are in the business of scaring you. Let's take a little stroll down memory lane, as he did, and think about all the bogeymen we've been sold over the years, beginning in 1898 with the Spanish-American War, and more or less in order, the bogeyman list. The Spanish, Kaiser Wilhelm, Huns, in general, Nazis, in particular, Hitler, Fifth Column, Japanese, atomic bomb, communists, polio, Viet Cong, acid rain, OPEC, fuel shortages, hydrogen bomb, hole in the ozone layer, overpopulation bomb, the American militias, the Iron Curtain, Chernobyl disaster, cancer, 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 global warming, Cuba, communists, again, eggs, salmonella, energy crisis, again, Saddam Hussein, DDT, ISIS, Johnny in drag, neutron bomb, weapons of mass destruction, Gaddafi, Libya, dairy foods, Osama bin Laden, global cooling, Bashir in Syria, domestic terrorists, John Birch Society, Kim Jong-un, North Korea, Putin, Bidioff, Russia SARS, carbon dioxide, Ebola, Zika virus, Freemasons, Putin, again, global warming, again, bird flu, pedophile priests, economic collapse, China, New Madrid fault rupture, H1N1, swine flu, gluten, death of the dollar, coronavirus, Las Palmas volcano tsunami, food shortages. Now that you see it laid out like this, isn't it apparent that they are playing to the crowd? There are even apparent groupings of bogeyman subject matter. We've got nuclear everything, bugs of all kinds, climate variations of all kinds, cold and hot, anyone who doesn't agree with our status quo, scientific quackery, natural disasters, and all sorts of uncertainties and unknowns. All these things captured our national attention and inspired no end of craziness, from backyard bomb shelters to fad diets. Sadly, these propaganda campaigns have generated more than fear and silly chicken reactions. They've been used to demonize and label innocent people. They've been used to justify genocide. They've been used to promote political agendas, economic collapses, pandemics and wars, wars, wars. We've been played like guitars. Fear of this, that, and the other thing, has been engendered deliberately and used like a goad to drive public opinion and spending, hither, thither, and yon. Most of the bogeys function like a half-truth. There is certainly good, solid, scientific reason to be concerned about air pollution, for example, but that valid concern doesn't justify worldwide climate taxes administered under the law of the Spanish Inquisition, does it? If we let the liars have their way, we'd soon be paying for cow emissions and considering how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. People do queer things when they are scared. They accept things that they would otherwise never accept. They commit shameful acts of violence and oppression that they would otherwise never commit. So fear is a great tool for manipulating people, especially when you want them to do things that are unreasonable and unjust. Fear is not your friend. Fear is not part of your higher calling. This underlines my findings about the mainstream media 30-plus years ago, when I analyzed their news stories for a couple weeks back in 1987 and confirmed that they were feeding me a steady diet of adrenaline-pumping sex and/or death stories, most of which I could do nothing about and could take no useful action against. So? I was being played, left simmering in my own little pot of adrenal exhaustion for no good reason. All the evening news was doing for me was titillating my adrenaline response, making it hard to sleep, and making me feel hungry and horny and helpless. Worst of all, it was distorting my plane of reference, my focus, away from my life, my home, my family, my community, and, yes, my world. It was creating a frightening, unreal dystopian world of violence and uncertainty and fear invoked in my mind, using anecdotal scraps of information culled from all the bad things that sometimes happen all over the world. To make it all worse, because the adrenaline rush is pleasurable, I was unconsciously addicted to this madness. Like millions of other Americans, I was lining up like a cow to be milked every night at 6 o'clock, listening to Walter Cronkite or one of his heirs. But that ended for me in 1987. I quit. Cold turkey. People often ask me, what's the first step? The first step is to disconnect from their ugly mind map. Let your own mind come back home and deal with your actual life and the world you are living in right now. Turn the knob. Click the switch. Mainstream media ditch, ditch, ditch. Do what I did, and say wait a minute. This is my mind. I get to create my world and dictate my concerns. And I don't like weird, off-color, dystopian melodramas. Bah. PFFTTTH. Enough of this nastiness. Before you know it, you will recognize your world again, and it will again make sense.